So welcome back to another episode of the Beyond the Check Service Industry Podcast. I'm Rashawn Parker. If you haven't yet, please again go watch my TV show, Beyond the Check Worker Owner Edition, now streaming on Amazon Prime and Tubi TV. Tubi TV, it's free TV. Yep. My guest today is a lovely food blogger out of Dallas, Texas. Her name is Athena Fisher, and you can follow her at Athena Randell. Athena, R-A-N-D-E-L. Hi, Athena.
Hi.
How is the weather in Texas today?
It's crazy. If you ever read those memes that say you have to wear a sweater in the morning and then wear a t-shirt in the afternoon, they're not joking. Like, it's like 40 degrees in the morning and like 70 in the afternoon.
Jeezy.
Yeah.
It is like the desert.
Yeah. It's really sad.
But you get so many fashion options throughout the day.
I change several times throughout the day. So yeah.
Yeah. Some people just stuck wearing that one outfit all day. You get to wear two or three.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's,
it works.
It does. So, you are a food blogger down there, or over there, or up, depending on where you're listening from. What's a day in the life of Athena like?
Well, besides working full time, I balance everything else out. So, for my collaborations, taking my pictures to post on Instagram. Just got to balance everything out.
What is your full-time job?
I am a care coordinator for MetroCare.
So you take care of older people?
Right now it's about 50 and up, yes.
Cool, I do not qualify. Fantastic.
It's mental health, and I'm just connecting them to resources. So
you're the guide.
Yes.
Nice.
Just the guide. That's it.
So you're like, I need to do something else besides help these elder people, and I'm going to food blog.
Well, I mean, I've been with my company for like 9 years. But I started this really during COVID because,
like, you know, so COVID, many things. We were second.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was slow and not doing much. I mean, I had a following then, so I've just kind of expanded it and grown from there. So
what was the very first picture of food that you took and posted? Do you remember?
Oh my goodness. If I look it up, it's probably sad. I don't know. I was always one of those people who made fun of the people taking pictures of food.
So was I. I was like, I don't know, people's lunches and their breakfast. Like, this is retarded. Like, why stop posting pictures of your food? And then I was like, oh shit. That's all I do now. And my dogs. Dogs and food. But,
well, mine is food products, things that are going around in Dallas. It's like, it's a foodie lifestyle type deal all in one.
So I am actually looking for one more restaurant in Dallas, or in the Dallas area.
Mm-hmm.
A chef-owned restaurant where the chef is there every day. And that's really my only criteria. You got anything?
Oh my goodness. What's the name of that guy who does the steaks and throws them? He owns a restaurant here. It's like, he does the gold steak stuff. Oh my goodness.
Okay, we'll look it up later. Steak, there's a chef who throws steaks? Is that his only restaurant?
No.
Oh.
I think he's originally from California.
But that's the one he works at?
I think he goes in between them.
It'll come to us later. Don't stress about it.
It will.
We're moving on. Do you know anybody who just has their own restaurant and only just like their, it's their first restaurant. It's the only, they're beginners.
Where I live in Duncanville, yes.
Duncanville. I knew we were going to get to say it at some point. FYI, that's not where Dunkin' Donuts came from.
No, it's not. No.
What do you got in Duncanville?
It's called Mud Hook.
Mud Hook?
Mud Hook, yeah. The guy, Brian, he started that like 2 years ago. He is the only guy... Yeah, but he's the only guy in Duncanville that serves liquor.
Really? Duncanville's a dry county? Or... Yeah.
Well, mostly.
Not on paper, so, but just in theory?
I'm sure he has to pay a lot, but he's the only place that serves liquor.
Wow. Is there a lot of dry counties in Texas? I wouldn't think so. You know, I would just, when I think of Texas, I'm like, they eat brisket and they drink, right? And I'm like, that's Texas. But no, huh? A lot of like religious patches that just...
Yep. And when I lived further south, close to the border of Mexico, they would actually chain off the alcohol on Sundays. So you couldn't even grab it.
Oh, they do that in Savannah, or they did until you could buy on Sundays afternoon. But yeah, you'd go in and they just have the... On Sunday night, I think they still do, because you can't, after like midnight, buy beer on a Sunday night, because it's midnight, now it's Sunday. And so they, they chain them up. Sorry, you got 8 hours where this is just off limits, okay? This 8 hours is a very important 8 hours. Bad things could happen in this 8 hours if you drink this.
Apparently, so it's crazy.
But otherwise, it's just a free-for-all in Savannah, and you can drink in the streets. Who cares? Anyway,
All
right, Mud Hook. Brian at Mud Hook. What's Brian at Mud Hook make?
Well, he does the burgers, and then during our state fair, which I didn't have a chance to go, he does like the corn dogs. He does like the fried foods that they serve at the state fair that just like, closed down.
So it's like fun food.
Yes.
Fun food.
But normally he just serves like burgers, fries, but then he got kind of creative and did like specialized fries, which I love. He does like these Brussels sprouts, like healthy, like some people want it like vegan healthy food.
I've been talking to a lot of those lately. So you making a face like you don't like the Brussels sprouts? You're not a big fan of those Brussels sprouts? I like Brussels sprouts when they're done right. Is it a flavor thing that they're just too bitter?
Yes, I think it's just a flavor psychological thing. You know that they're just round and green and mushy inside.
Yeah, if you get them charred on the grill, a nice char, and then like a balsamic reduction gives them a little sweetness. You have to have them just right. Some things they're just not. They're not your cup of tea unless they're done in a certain way.
That's
how I feel about all things tomato.
Oh, I love tomato. But
I don't like raw tomatoes. If I eat just like a cherry tomato or something, it's like a weird gusher. It's like a...
Oh, no. Those are good. I love those.
I can't do it. It's one of the few things.
Yeah.
I know of a lot of people who do. One of my mom's favorite things is like tomatoes with like... Just with brown sugar on top, and you just...
I haven't tried those.
Tomatoes and brown sugar. Apparently, it's delicious. I don't know. Try it.
Okay.
Give it a go. Let me know how it was.
Sure.
Yeah. So do you travel all around Dallas? Or do you make yourself way out of Dallas?
Well... I have family who lives in Laredo, which is like 6 hours south, but I've it's like close to the Mexican border. Yeah. The Dallas-Fort Worth area is huge.
Yeah, I'm realizing how far I have to drive from one side of the city to the other side. It's like an hour and a half to like from one side to the other. Yeah, that's huge. Dallas, everything is bigger in Texas.
It is. Like, it takes me an hour to go to Plano, which is North Dallas. So, I mean, yeah. For me, that's far. But I go because I like food. So.
Do you cook at home?
I am now. because my parents moved out and my boyfriend moved in.
Does he cook or are you cooking for him now?
We both kind of cook. It's kind of a war type thing. He's like, well, I'm hungry. And I'm like, well, I'm hungry. So we kind of see who's going to cook and who's going to do what.
I do all the cooking. My wife does all the dishes. It works.
Well, there you go.
It works. It's balance. But did you cook when you were a kid?
I did. Cause I am Mexican American. So my grandma taught me how to do tortillas and rice and the beans and like all the dish and all the Mexican foods.
So you do know how to make tortillas. I had a friend on, he's also Mexican, and he was telling me about his grandmother's tortillas, and I was like, hey, can you tell me how to make them? And he's like, I have no clue. He's like, I don't even think my mom knows how anymore. But I'm guessing you actually know how to make the tortillas, don't you?
I know how to go to the Hispanics. And you just put them on, and you just cook them, and they're ready to go.
Touche. But you can't tell me how to make tortillas either?
I look it up, I'm sure.
One of these days, I'm gonna find someone whose grandma actually told them how to make the tortillas.
Can we? Well, she did, but I don't remember.
Well, I'm gonna figure it out. One of these days, it's gonna happen, and I'm gonna make some tortillas. I feel like I need a stone, right? I feel like there's like you need like a mortar and pestle, but like a big one.
That is for the corn tortillas.
That's for the corn tortillas. Okay.
For flour, you use your hands.
See?
Like, you know that much.
You do know how to make the tortillas. Yes. You're just keeping the family secret, aren't you?
Sure.
We'll go with that. We'll go with that.
Well, because growing up, my dad was the one who cooked everything. Mm-hmm. So he cooked all the food and I would wash everything. So.
Oh, that sounds like a familiar scenario from somewhere.
Yeah.
So do you have some favorite restaurants just in general around about? That if you had to rank like your top three, you got like top three of your faves and why?
Okay. So top three, but they're like regional ones and then I'll do like normal ones that people don't know about. How about that?
All right. That sounds like fun. Yeah, let's do that. Fire away.
But I my boyfriend got me hooked on Red Lobster. I never ate there.
What? You never had a Red Lobster, huh? What do you think of them Sea Bay biscuits?
They're delicious.
Right? Aren't they? They're like the fucking goddamn best biscuits you'll ever have. You can make them at home, you know? You can order that. You can go to the store and buy. Oh, and they're still pretty damn good. Uh-huh. They're not as good as they are in the restaurant, but they're.
I'm sure they're not because you have to do them out of a box. So, yeah.
But it comes with the garlic. You make the garlic butter and you like drizzle it on and you can still make them all soaked with the.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You can buy. Yeah.
But now they have crab cakes too.
I haven't been to a Red Lobster in probably 20 years. I'm not going to lie.
But.
That's the one thing my wife does make. She will make those Sea Bay biscuits from Red Lobster.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, the thing is I'm originally from Maryland. So, like, I know what crab cakes taste like and what they're supposed to taste like.
And how much lump is supposed to be in there.
Exactly. And you're never going to find that in Texas. So, you have to do substitutes. Unless you can actually fly to Maryland and get crab cakes.
Or have them flown to you. Maybe.
Right? But they're actually
Good. Taste better sitting by the bay. Anyway, right?
Of course they do, always.
You get messy, you get the soft shells, right? And you just like tear them apart and just
No, that's a crab feast.
That's a crab, feast. Cake. Well, right, yeah. Right. But if you're in Maryland, you have to just go tear apart a bucket of soft shells. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I wouldn't do that, but yeah.
Oh, it's so much fun. So much fun. It's been years since I've done that, but I have done that. It's like a bucket of oysters, but it's a bucket of crabs. And it's like, here. Shred them, and you have to figure it's kind of like being a biology class, because you're like, oh, this is a female, this one's a male, and you got to do different things with the crabs as you rip their innards out. Yeah, good times eating the crabs. Anyway, back to those cakes. How does the red lobster crab cake compare to the Maryland crab cake?
Oh, they don't even come close, but they're still good. So much
one of the better crab cakes you can find in Texas
for now, and that's the only place,
and you can get Sea Bay biscuits while you're there, so it's really a win-win for Red Lobster all around.
No, it is. It really is. So I mean, why not,
right?
But yeah,
all right, so what's number two?
Let's see, I would say Saltgrass. It's a steakhouse. So it's a steakhouse. And of course, steak, shrimp.
I just like the name.
I
like the name. Saltgrass. I mean, is it perchance like farm-raised cows somewhere, or no?
I have no idea.
No idea. I didn't talk to the cows, Rashawn. Why are you asking me? You go ask the cows.
I did not. But that is my son's favorite place because of the bread.
It's always comes down to the bread, people, right?
It does.
If Red Lobster didn't have those Sea Bay biscuits, nobody would probably go there again.
Yeah.
Right? It just really sells the place. What's so great about their bread?
It's like a brown, like fluffy bread. It's not like the German bread where it's hard. Mm-hmm. It's just like a soft bread, but then the butter is sweet. Like the butter gets me every time.
It's like, Texas Roadhouse is another one that they get you with the damn bread. You ever? Yeah. Oh, really? Not sold on the Texas Roadhouse cinnamon butter, huh?
I mean,
it's not a cheddar bait biscuit, you know.
No.
But it's like dessert bread. It's like dessert bread. They give you dessert first. I don't know why.
And that's how I gained 20 pounds in my freshman year in college, was eating dessert first.
So. I just talked to the author of a book called Brownies for Breakfast. Mm-hmm. And it's a cookbook about diabetic people and for the people who love them. That's actually like the full title of the book. But she literally makes, in that cookbook, it has all kinds of, it's all a bunch of desserts that are all super healthy. So if you can actually eat them for breakfast, because everything in it is actually good for you and the perfect breakfast. So like the brownies, like pumpkin and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Right. So if you're looking to still, you know, have dessert first, check out that book. It's like eating your vegetables, but it's dessert. It's fucking crazy.
That's interesting.
Right. And I think there's all kinds of stuff out there like that. So I've been doing all this, like, I was trying to be vegetarian. I'm being vegetarian for a month and trying to cut out sugar and just trying to generally be healthy. So I've been talking to all these healthy people. And it turns out you really can make healthy food taste delicious. You just have to not know that it was healthy to begin with.
Exactly.
Right? If someone just brought you a plate of those brownies, we're like, here, eat a brownie. Yeah. And you'd be like, oh, man, that's a good brownie. And like, no sugar in that. I'm like, shut up. Give me another one. Fuck it. Give me five.
Right? Because they're good, right? Uh-huh. Yeah, well, the thing is, too, is doing what I'm doing is that people want, like, vegan healthy stuff, and they're really good. I mean, stuff that you wouldn't think would be delicious. It's actually pretty good. I mean, from like the bars to the powders, like they're actually pretty good. So, all right. I don't know.
I went back and forth on, have you tried Beyond or Impossible Burger or any of the like the vegan meat options? Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you had like a regular like Boca Burger, like just traditional?
I haven't tried those yet. No.
Or just a traditional like regular veggie burger of any kind?
Yeah. I've had one. All right.
How do you compare the fake meat versus just a traditional veggie burger?
Well, since I know that it's not a real burger, it's already in here that it doesn't taste as good. But if I don't know and I eat it and it's good, well, then there's nothing to compare it to because I think it's an actual burger, like with meat. Like it's all psychological up here. So
I tried both, and I think that I actually prefer the traditional like veggie burger, like not like the fake meat version.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, there's something, I don't know. There's a weird flavor that I find foreign in the synthetic meat or whatever. That's not even correct. In the vegetable meat, the plant-based meat, that, I don't know, it just lingers in your mouth a little bit. Whereas like the traditional, like a black bean burger or like a traditional veggie burger, it has its kind of own flavor. And I remember that flavor. Like from year, and it's like, oh, that's it's almost comforting in a way. Whereas still cooking with this very strange, weird fake meat is just, I don't know. I tried to make spaghetti with it, and I tried to make sloppy joes. So I was like, oh, it'll just soak up all the manwich, right?
Yeah, and it didn't work.
No, because it was. I think it's your brain, like you say, it's just. It's not set for it. It's like, I'm expecting this, you know, and something like sloppy joes is so traditional from your childhood, right? That it's almost ingrained in you that if you mess with it a little bit, it's like, that ain't fucking right.
Now there's spaghetti that is gluten free. And I actually bought it by mistake, but it's actually pretty good. Yeah, I mean, I really liked it, but my boyfriend's like, I could taste that this wasn't right. I'm like, you wouldn't even have known if you hadn't read the box.
All right? Did you read the box before or after he ate it?
Afterwards.
So, and he still, but he's so it was he like, I knew there was something weird about that. But while he was eating it, he was fine, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really good. So I don't have any complaints about it.
I'm more concerned with sugar and meat. So less meat, less sugar. And I don't care. I'll eat all the carbs in the world. I don't care. Give me the carbs. I want the carbs. Give me the carbs.
Yeah.
I love carbs. Yeah. But I like a bagel. I like a bagel salad sandwich. But I'm trying to be vegetarian with hummus on it. So I just put hummus and like cucumbers, carrots, and lettuce, right? And it's like salad sandwich.
Okay.
It's not manly, but it's delicious and good for you. A lot of carbs.
I'm sure it's a lot of carbs. Just when you said everything,
right?
Sounds like a lot.
I mean, I feel like a bagel doesn't actually, I mean, how many like actually like fat Jewish people do you see walking around? Do you know what I mean? They're always pretty skinny people and they eat the crap out of bagels. So I don't think carbs are bad. Carbs are good people. Carbs are your friends.
Then you haven't met enough Mexicans, because that's all Mexicans eat. It's like the tortillas. Like it's all
carbs. But it's a really thin thing and then it's filled with stuff. Right?
Do you know how many ways you can use a tortilla, a corn and flour? So many ways.
Oh, Taco Bell has it down.
Oh my gosh. We're not talking about Taco Bell.
We can have the same product in 50 different ways. Watch us.
Well, okay, fine. In that way, that's in sure. Okay, that makes sense.
In Mexico, there's not actually a lot of the things that we have here, though. You know, like everything's a taco in Mexico, right? Like A burrito is a taco. It's a taco. It's a taco. Yeah. Right. Like, it's like, what? No, it's a taco. What? A burrito? What the fuck is a burrito?
Well, Taco Bell came out with this fish sandwich, and all it is, it's a fish in a tortilla. So it's a taco.
Is it fried? Please tell me they fried it at least.
No.
I'm not eating fish at Taco Bell. Who would do that?
I wouldn't either.
Fish tacos at Taco Bell.
Is it fish tacos?
That sounds safe.
Chicken. One of those, regardless, it's not a sandwich. It's a taco because it's just, you know, flipped over inside. So, I don't know.
It's a taco.
It's weird. Yeah, that's all it is.
Okay, how many things can you name that you can make out of a tortilla?
You can make enchiladas. You can make a tortilla rolled with, like, butter. You can make, let's see, enchiladas, tacos.
Tacos.
You can make tortas.
Oh, what? Flautas? Flautas? Did you say flautas?
Yeah.
Flautas? I love flautas.
Okay, flautas. Chalupas?
Chalupas. Chimichangas?
I guess.
Is a chalupa a real thing or is it a Taco Bell thing?
It's a Mexican thing.
Mexican thing?
But a chalupa is a fried tortilla with beans, you know, smashed on them. And then you have the meat and the lettuce and tomato and cheese. And you eat it like that.
Like flat, like a pizza.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Touche. Because that Taco Bell has it all freaking wrong then, don't they?
Well, you know, I'm not going to trash Taco Bell because they have a really good taco. The one with the corn and then the flour. Like, that one is really good.
I tried to get the bait. They have some good vegetarian options, actually, because I went through Taco Bell the other day. Thanks, Taco Bell. But they have a black bean little taco, and they have like these other black bean little burritos, and they got these like cheesy melt things if you want to add cheese. I think, you know, so one's like vegan and one's vegetarian. Wow. I guess. And a bunch of stuff. They have a whole little button on their menu now that's just veggie options.
Wow.
Taco Bell was rated the healthiest fast food restaurant in the country. Just
really?
It was. If you order the right things, right?
I don't, because like I said, I like that. I think it's a crispy flauta something, because it's the corn with the flour, and then it has a special cream sauce inside of it. It's delicious. I don't know what it's called, but it's delicious.
You get them every time, Taco Bell. Yoquito.
They do. They really do. It's crazy.
You didn't eat the fish one, though. Did you try one of the fish ones? Please tell me you didn't. No. Okay, good. Whew. That's why you're still alive.
We have lived through a lot of stuff, so I'm sure I could survive that too. But
if you don't have to, there's no reason to try.
No. But you really should try out Sawgrass. That's a really good Texan kind of country place.
All right. We were still going through a list. What was number three?
Oh, let's see. We got, oh my God, what was the first one I said? I don't even remember. Red Lobster.
Red Lobster, yep.
And, I would say for a good burger is Five Guys. I love Five Guys. What?
I mean, a Five Guys burger is delicious. How many fries can you possibly give me, though? Like, I don't know that I need enough to feed an army.
You'd be surprised. My son is 10. He can eat the whole order by himself.
A regular, a small, or like the large?
The small one. But I mean,
the small one's still like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a mountain.
I don't like their fries. I do like the Cajun ones, but I love the burgers because they first started in Maryland, and that's where I lived. And I just
okay, that would make sense.
But I love them because you can do it any way you want, and they're just like greasy and delicious.
They are really good. God damn it! Now I want a Five Guys burger. I'm just, you're making me want to go eat all the things that I cannot go eat.
I'm sorry.
Oh man, the double cheese with the lettuce and the sauteed onions,
the sauteed mushrooms, the mayonnaise. I say just pour it on there.
Yeah, yeah. Swiss. That sounds good with Swiss. I could rock some Swiss on that burger right there.
Yeah.
Oh God.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm not helping with the food.
I haven't eaten yet today either, which is not a good thing to be talking about junk food.
When you come to Texas, it's all greasy food.
I'm going to several farm table restaurants actually. The
really?
I'm only doing two barbecue places.
Which ones?
We're going to La Barbecue in Austin.
Okay.
And then we're going to a smoke shop barbecue, smoke house, smoke shop. I better look that one
smoke
up.
House.
owned by a guy named Chad Sessions.
I think I've seen
Smoke Sessions Barbecue. Smoke Sessions Barbecue. Hence Chad Sessions. I should not get that wrong. I am so sorry, guys. but otherwise I found some really cool farm to table places, Prime. You've been to Prime?
Mm-mm.
Owned by a guy named Chef Chris. It's a farm to table like steakhouse that has the first thing I do is that anytime I go somewhere I only Google farm to table in in TripAdvisor, right? And then it'll give you like all the like really cool. And most farm-to-table restaurants are going to be small, independent restaurants because they're dealing with local farmers, and big corporations aren't going to waste their time when they could just have it all shipped on a truck from Cisco.
No, you.
Whoa, crazy things happening in my office. There's sounds coming from, I don't know where. Be haunted. My dog's asleep right there, so it's not him.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. You got any pets? You got pets or just rocking them kids out?
Just kids.
Just kids.
Mine and my boyfriend's kids.
How many total?
Three.
Nice. I come from a patch of four.
Well, there's actually four, but there's one in Florida who's 21 who I've never met.
He's got his own life.
He does. He's over there. So.
I mean, 21 in Florida. There's plenty going on. No need to check in. No.
Oh my goodness.
So, what's next? What do you What's your plan for tomorrow?
My plan for tomorrow? What's tomorrow? Tuesday?
That'll be a Tuesday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometime. Someday. Somewhere.
Besides working, I have no idea. I know I have to do a lot of shots for my page. So.
What are you taking pictures on right now, if you don't mind me asking?
I have a facial product that I have to do. And then I have an organic plant shake, which I tried yesterday. It's a blueberry muffin. It's really good.
Oh, is it vegan or is it milk?
Yeah.
What was that? What was that again?
Let me look it up.
I like blueberry muffins. I don't know if I want to drink them, but I imagine it can't be bad either.
Well, I mixed it in with oat milk, and it's really good.
I could see. Oh, yeah. Oat muffin, oat milk, blueberry muffin. Yeah.
It's actually organic plant protein. It's from KOS.
You broke up a little. It's from where?
It's KOS.
KOS.
Mm-hmm. It's nature-powdered KOS.
Nature-powered KOS. Powered by nature.
It's
which
really
is
good.
Where we all come from. So, yeah.
Well, I was a little scared because it said plant protein. And I'm like, okay, but I'll try it because I got it for free and I have to advertise it. So I said, I'll try it.
Plant protein is the best protein.
It's good. I really liked it.
Right? See? We're all growing. We're all growing here.
So, yeah.
Good but times.
Besides that, I think I have to make a video or two. I'm not sure yet.
Did you make a video? Did you make a reaction video to drinking the plant protein muffin mix?
No, because they're paying me for that one. I can't. Oh.
Well, they can pay you to do the reaction video.
Well, I do have a little series that I started about just trying different drinks because I do like alcohol. You know, you're in Texas. Right? So I do.
Take that, you little religious sections. We're drinking around you.
Trust me, I have a lot of people from church that I don't even want to know what they're thinking.
All right, what's your favorite bar? What's the Duncantown bar to go to?
It would be Mudhook. They're the only one.
It's Mudhook.
But see, the good thing about Dallas is that when you go to Deep Ethlehem, there's a lot of breweries down there. So I love trying different beers. And it's all from Dallas based.
And they're all just popping up like wildfire, huh?
Yeah, but they're good. I have no complaints except for the lagers. Those are too thick.
The lagers are too thick.
Yeah, because they're like the real brown ones, like the malty.
You mean stuff. Porters?
Whatever, that one. Yeah, I don't know everything about beers, but I don't like the dark ones.
I think you'd like a lager. Lagers are usually very light. So like a Stella.
Oh, no, yeah, I do like, okay.
A Stella is a lager or like a.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the lagers. I don't like the
porters. Yingling. Though Yingling can be, it's a little darker, but
yeah, I don't
do you have Yingling in Texas? Yeah,
we just got it. It was like I know we've had it, but apparently it was like a big thing because
it's always is.
Like last month it was like Yingling is coming into town and into Dallas for like the first time in bottles, and I'm like, what?
Dude, people love that shit. Like they love it. So it started in New York, right? Or in Pennsylvania. They'd ship it to New York, but it was Pennsylvania. They didn't send it anywhere else. And then they opened one in Florida. So when I first moved to Savannah like 10 years ago, they had just opened the brewery in Florida. So we got Yingling, and yeah, it was the same thing. Everyone just fucking lost their shit. Like Yingling's coming. And now it it's weird because they have it in Ohio now. But they don't have it in Michigan, so you can't get it in Michigan. No. It's right there, but you got it in Texas now. So they probably threw a parade.
I'm sure they did in Dallas. Everything always goes down in downtown, so who knows?
Yeah, I was thinking about taking one of those like food tour things, like those 2-hour tours. Mm-hmm. They like walk you from restaurant to restaurant. You ever done one of those?
No, just because I can.
You live there. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I can like bar hop. I can restaurant hop.
I live here. I don't need a fucking guide. Okay.
I don't.
That's how I feel. I've never done any of this amount of things. So understood.
Well, the thing is, I'm supposed to be like the guide. So I just go randomly to different places.
All right. If you were going to walk me around downtown Dallas, where would you take me? Within walking distance, you're going to bounce me. You're going to take me in a little walking tour real quick.
There's a pizza place called Canaruso's. Canaruso's? Canaruso's?
Canaruso's. Something like that. Something like
Canaruso's. They do pizza. And it's all local, and it's really, really good.
Okay. Like they have all the ingredients are local?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Deep Ellum is like, it's all local. Like they find stuff that is local. So,
all right. So we're going to go have some pizza and then we're going to go across the street. Where are we going?
And then we're going to go to Twisted Burger.
All right. Twisted Burger.
Getting twisted. They do all different types of burgers, like with different toppings. They have all the beer cans down there for you to choose. And then in order for you to get your order, they call you random names. Like they give you a card. So, like, they'll call Janet Jackson to get your order.
Hey, Einstein, come get your burger.
Exactly. That's what they just give you random names. And then there's a Cajun place, if you like Cajun.
We're going to have Cajun. That's okay. I'll have some Cajun. Where are we going?
It's like right across from Twisted Burger. I can't remember the name.
Across the street from Twisted Burger, you will find some Cajun. And even though you don't like it, you recommend it.
Well, I mean, the thing is that people like what they like. And we're in Texas. People like spicy stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, when I go to a collaboration, like, I'll take somebody who likes spicy stuff. And I will have them eat it because they like it.
That's good. It's good that you know what people want. That's nice.
Yeah. So, I mean,
it's not just about you. It's about them.
Of course. Because I like food, but I'm picky. Like, I just can't have whatever. Like, it's just not going
to
work.
All right. I have a very specific pizza place to ask you about. Have you been to Paleo's? Paleo's Pizza? Paleo's.
Ooh, they hosted me last week and I did a little video on my page. I went to the Paleo's that is downtown and they took us into this building and people go and they order on a laptop or something and there's like 36 restaurants in the back.
Huh?
So
36 yes. restaurants in the back?
Well, like 36 places, like, where they make the food. So it's, like, 36 slots for the different restaurants.
Oh,
so,
like, people, you went to, like, a food expo. Yeah,
that one, I guess. Like, that was totally new to me. I'm like, what's going on?
Well, there's all this food. It's like the best cafeteria ever.
It is, and it costs money, but you know, whatever. So he actually took us to the back, and he like showed us how he made the pizza, how he made the mozzarella sticks. It's really good, and they have those all over Dallas.
So I think the owner messaged me, and so his son works there too. His son's like the pizza chef. Do you know about this?
The guy that we talked to is Abe.
Abe's the young kid. He's the chef. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he was like flipping the pizza and sticking it on this pizza pan and like shaving it off on the sides and putting stuff on top. It was very impressive. And so I'm not like that.
What? Did you get to try a couple different kinds of pizzas? Or what'd you have?
I did the meat one with all the meat on it. Sorry. But I did all the meat. which was delicious.
Okay. Then did you try a veggie one? How was
my friend did. And they loved it.
Okay.
So
I hear he gets like all local ingredients from like local farms too. Is that a thing? Yeah.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah. Because Bishop Arts is another source where they have a whole bunch of restaurants and it's all locally owned. They bring everything that's local. So, I mean, there's a whole bunch in there. There's Cafe Brazil and everything is vegan.
Cafe Brazil?
And, yeah. And they're French toast is amazing. When I went back a few years, I wanted a French toast. And she brought it to me and I'm like, where's the syrup?
She's like, no syrup.
It's, well, they used the strawberries and, you know, like they made it into a syrup. And I was like, oh, okay. But it's really good. I mean,
You had to go back for more.
Of course. I love breakfast items. I love all that stuff. But I mean, that is a totally vegan place. So, and they have about three of those in Dallas.
Cafe Brazil. Grab the French toast.
Mm-hmm.
No syrup required.
No, but they make their own and it's delicious.
Nice.
let's see, Norma's Cafe. They have about 4 or 5 in the area. I'm sure they have a few vegan options in there, but
yeah, we're all pushing towards it.
I don't know. There's still a huge Mexican part of me that loves like all the greasy, fatty food.
Yeah, me too. The problem is, it just tastes too goddamn good.
They do. They really, really do.
Well, so, what's your favorite part about your adventure into food blogging?
It's just meeting people and learning about their backstories. Like, I like making connections. I'm like making friends.
Hi, friend.
I like all that. I like knowing people and why they're doing what they're doing. And if I can taste food in the process, well, hey, it's even better.
Mm-hmm. Good so, times. Good times.
Yeah. Awesome. I mean, I love it.
Cool. You want to give a shout out one more time real quick? Where can people follow you at? And where can we watch your videos?
So you can follow me on Instagram at Athena_Rangel.
Athena_Rangel.
Rangel. R-A-N-G-E-L.
Boom.
Yeah. And I have a whole bunch of videos on there. Reels, everything.
Cool. So. Well, that's how I found you.
I know.
So. Awesome. Thank you. Well, you want to give a shout out to anybody? You want to say hi to the kids?
Nah, he's in the next room. He's fine.
Okay. All right. Touche. Awesome. Well, thanks for hanging out with me on your very first podcast appearance. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it's fun finding out the little things about Dallas. And now all I can think about is those damn Cheddar Bay biscuits and a burger from Five Guys.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, all right, darling. Well, have a wonderful rest of your night. And tell the kids I said hi anyway.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Athena, everybody. Cheers. Thank you. Thanks for listening to this episode of Beyond the Check Service Industry Podcast. Go watch my show. Cheers, everyone.